to the Far Bar My Court Podcast. Doing this weekly thing that we always do is our weekly picks. So I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. We're going to go with the NCAA football first. Basically, what I do, you already know. I'm just going to go ahead and go through the top 25 teams and pick who I think is going to be victorious. So let's start off with some college football. Number 22, Fresno State, is at home against UNLV. Going 22, Fresno State, get that win. Number 2, Georgia is on the road at Vanderbilt. Georgia get this win. Number 6, Penn State is at home against Villanova. Penn State came off a good win last week. Compared to win against Auburn, they're going and get another win as well. So, double rank game, we got number 12, Notre Dame versus number 18, Wisconsin. Notre Dame's been looking a little bit rough. Potential for Wisconsin to sneak in and get one. You know what? I'm feeling froggy. Wisconsin to get this one. It's a 12 o'clock game, too, so that will be an earlier game. Number 17, Coastal Carolina is at home against UMass. Coastal Carolina, I get this. Number 5, Iowa is at home against Colorado State. Iowa get the win. Ooh, another double ranked game. Number 7, Texas A&M versus number 16, Arkansas. Texas A&M is still playing with their backup quarterback. This is considered to be a road game, even though it's in Texas. It's at the AT&T Stadium. So technically, it's not a road game for Texas. It's practically a home game, not a College Station. But Texas A&M in a nail biter. Number 9, Clemson is at NC State. Clemson to get the victory. Number 14, Iowa State is at Baylor. Iowa State to get the victory. Number 19, Michigan is at home against Rutgers. Michigan to win that game. Number 23, Auburn is at home against Georgia State. Auburn to bounce back with a victory. Number 24, UCLA at Stanford. Still like what Chip Kelly's doing with that team, regardless of the loss last week. They get back on track with a victory. Tennessee at number 11, Florida. Florida get back on the winning track. Another home game in the swamp. Should be rocking. And usually we've been playing Tennessee pretty well for the last few years. So Florida continue that. Number 20, Michigan State is at home against Nebraska. Michigan State get the victory. Number 25, Kansas State is at Oklahoma State. Kansas State to get that. The ones that probably Oklahoma State makes that close. Number 1, Alabama's at home against Southern Miss. Alabama wins. Number 4, Oklahoma at West Virginia. Oklahoma's been having these nail biters recently, but they'll come out on top. Number 10, Ohio State is at home against Akron. And Ohio State should get the victory. Number 21, North Carolina at Georgia Tech. It's got a potential to be a fun game. Yeah, I still got North Carolina edging it out, though. Number 15, BYU is at home against South Florida. BYU gets the victory. And number 3, Oregon is at home against Arizona. And Oregon's been rolling, and Oregon will continue to roll. That should do it for the NCAA football picks. Let's move over to the football. NFL. Thursday game tonight. I should get to pick this game going forward. Stay tuned to like our Instagram or media page that we have, because we usually record these picks a little bit later. We'll probably do those Thursday games separately. So I'm able to squeeze this one in. So this one is going to be the Thursday game on NFL Network. This is the Panthers at the Texans. Panthers been pretty good this year. They continue to trend even on the road. The Panthers get the dub. Then we move on to our Sunday games, our 1 o'clock affairs. First 1 o'clock affair is the 0-2 Colts at the Titans, who was 1-1. The Titans get this victory. I expect Derrick Henry to have another good big game. Your 0-2 Falcons at your 0-2 Giants. Somebody's gonna come out with a victory. Some team is going to come out with a victory, and both of these teams is struggle. They both have struggled. So I'm picking the Falcons to win the game. Your Chargers, who are 1-1 against the Chiefs, who are 1-1. The Chiefs get back on track. That was a heck of a Monday night game that they was involved in against the Ravens. Went down really to the wire, and I'm pretty sure they got some bad taste left in their mouth, and they'll take it out on the Chargers. So the Bengals, who are 1-1, are at the Steelers, who is 1-1. Steelers get back on track and get a victory. The Bears, 1-1, is at the Browns, who's also 1-1. The Bears is Justin Fields is starting. And so this will be his chance to see what he can do. He goes against a talented defense against the Browns and Baker Mayfield. Starting quarterback with the Browns. Still got the Browns winning this game, though. Welcome to the league, rookie. You get your first registered loss. So, still 1 o'clock games. You got your Ravens, who are 1-1, at the Lions, who are 0-2. Lamar Jackson set practice today because he hurt himself doing the flip, flipping into the end zone. They need you, man. Nah, Ravens. Running backs, even though he's not a running back, he's a quarterback, hybrid, whatever you want to call him. Stop doing flips, man. Get your thighs right, man. Get your hips right. Anyways, Lamar Jackson plays. Ravens win against the Lions, who's go to 0-3. Saints 1-1 against the Pats 1-1. Does Jameis bounce back? Or the media still continue to fluff up Matt Jones, who's just doing what he's supposed to, manage the game. Interesting. I'm going with the Saints to get the victory. 2-0 Cardinals. Is that the 0-2 Jaguars? Kevin's not on here right now, and he picked this in the last show episode. Cars run wild on the Jaguars. No Jaguars are going through it, but I got told Kev he's being too hard on his team. But I think the quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, is going through some growing pains, but yet to be impressive. But you just have a rough start to the start of your NFL career in this schedule. Absolutely brutal start. All right. Your last 1 o'clock game is the 1-1 Washington football team at the 1-1 Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills get the victory. Going to your 4 or 5 games and 4:25 games, basically your 4 o'clock games. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 games of those that are playing around 4 o'clock. So 4 or 5, you got the Jets, who are 0-2, at the Broncos, who are 2-0. Broncos got this soft part of the schedule that they're taking advantage of. They will go ahead and take advantage over here as well and beat the Jets and go 3-0. Your 1-1 Dolphins after 2-0 Raiders. David Carr's been looking good. John Gruden got them guys playing good ball. They still got arguably one of the best tight ends in the league, who is still growing within himself. As I'm talking up the Raiders, they get this victory and go to 3-0. 4:25 game. You got your Seahawks, who 1-1, and the Vikings, that's 0-2. Russell Wilson and his team will bounce back, and the Vikings will go down to 0-3. Your 2-0 Buccaneers is on the road at the 2-0 Rams. This is going to be a fantastic game. Ah, too bad I can't watch it. But Rams are at home. Bucks are playing well. Just go down really down to the wire. I'm going to Rams to remain 3-0. The Bucks take their first loss. 8:20 game. You have the Packers, who are 1-1, on the road against the 49ers, who are 2-0. Can Aaron Rodgers look motivated enough to play today or that Sunday? There's still some issues going on in the Packers locker room because Aaron Rodgers made it uncomfortable that he somewhat don't want to be there anymore. 49ers had that quarterback controversy at the beginning of the season. They seem like they're going with Jimmy for now, realizing that Trey Lance is the future. George Kittle is going to have a big game finally. I haven't really heard much from him. It's going to be a good Sunday night game. 8:20. And I'm going with the Packers to get the victory, go to 2-1, and the 49ers get their first loss. Your Monday night game, it's the NFC East showdown. It is the Eagles who are 1-1, and the Cowboys is 1-1. I don't know what it is about the NFC East games, but they're always pretty fun to watch, even though the level of competition isn't struggling. Cowboys, like, they can really take this division. Eagles with a good start to the year. But they're going to Jerryland, and I feel like the Cowboys will go to 2-1 and win the game. So we'll leave it at that. Ladies and gentlemen, that should do it for me. That's all the picks I got for today. Stay tuned with us as we come with more content next week. You know, me and Kevin stay doing this now. So make sure that y'all listen up for us. So make sure you stay tuned throughout the week. We'll drop all this content. We get on, make sure we do this for you guys and appreciate you listening. So make sure you follow me at In the Mind of CP. You can follow Kevin at KevinC2415. You can follow the podcast page at Balls Not Court Podcast. Balls Not Court, you can go to anchor.fm/Cortez-Paul. You go to inthemindofcp.podomatic.com to get the podcast on Podomatic. And you go to Facebook and type in Balls Not Court Podcast. Give us a like, comment there, whatever you need to do. We're also on Instagram. You can go to follow us at Balls Not Court Podcast. We're also on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Windows, Google Play, Anchor, Spotify, and many other sites as well. The partner who's not here, usually will say whatever you listened to us before. Once again, this is Cortez Paul signing off. Balls Not Court Podcast. Enjoy the rest of your day. And enjoy some football this weekend. Hoorah!